Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We are about to cross over and chat online to Jade, former Little Mixer, who's just launched her solo career.
Yes, she's a busy lady at the moment. Last Friday, the new song Angel of My Dreams was out, and we were chatting about it a couple of weeks before it came out because she kind of released this little teaser on her Instagram. And the teaser was wild, and we were like, what's the song going to be like? The teaser sounded like this.
People listen go, why does it sound wild? Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
It's a real jump scare. And then when we heard the full song last Friday, we realised there's tons of moments where it completely changes.
Such a different mood change.
There's a Eurovision sample at the start of it, popping on a string. And so we're just dying to talk to Jade and find out all about how she created the song.
She's on 9 Chubby Cross Story. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Fully Charged.
Hey,
how are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm very overwhelmed. There's a lot going on at the minute, and there's been such a big response from this song. I don't know if I was prepared.
I know. There's a lot going on, not only in the song, but like you said, the reaction just even from scrolling online has been massive. Talk to us about Angel of My Dreams.
So Angel of My Dreams is my brand new single, which is inspired by my kind of toxic relationship with the music industry, how much I love being a pop star, but all the kind of bad sides of the industry that comes with that. Yeah, it's finally out there in the world and everyone seems to be enjoying it. So
in terms of the song itself, there's quite a different like genre blending within that. It's up and down, it's happy, it's sad, there's a lot going on. It sounds like it was a fun song to make, would that be fair to say?
Oh yeah, definitely. When I went in the studio, I kind of knew I wanted to sample Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw for a long time. And it just was the right time to do that. And Mike Sabbath, he's a brilliant producer. He did like all of the Rare record. And he is kind of crazy in a way, like you can do whatever you want in that room. So when I'm saying, can you speed it up or slow it down? Can we change tempo? Can you pitch up the vocal? He was just like, yes. So I was really grateful to work with people that, you know, weren't kind of playing it safe or kind of restricted by what they think a hit is. And I'd say the references for me are the things I loved growing up listening to. So like Motown, Diana Ross, but then like mixed with like Clubland classics was the vibe.
A lot of genres in there. I also, one of the first thing I noticed about the tune was the amount of genres, and it was almost like a lot of different moods within the song. So I have a question for you. I'm going to ask you within this, the kind of style of your song, okay? And it goes like this. How did you feel when you first like released the song? So I would like you to answer the question and then tell me all of those emotions you got from my question.
God, there's a lot in there. There's a lot of turmoil.
It sounds just so much better in your accent, that word.
Dave.
How did you feel when you first released the song?
Well, I knew it was like brave. And I honestly thought the label would be like, this is too insane, we're not doing it. but they were great. They were really on board with it. I think they were excited about like the risk I was taking with it. And yeah, like you say, there's so much going on in that song. And I wanted it to literally feel like my journey from the start of like the X Factor to where I am now, this idea of this sort of dreamy beginning, wishing that I could be a star, to then sort of being catapulted into the music industry. I wanted the song to literally reflect the chaos of that. And I knew the fans would kind of be on board because obviously, you know, I had a lot of fans from Little Mix anyways, but yeah, the response has honestly blown my mind. I did not expect this level of like, I guess, respect for doing it.
Good on you.
It's a brave song, and as you mentioned there, you sampled the Eurovision winning song from 1967, Puppet on a String, which for some reason you just were dying to sample. Are you planning on sampling other Eurovision songs for your other music?
But a Johnny Logue.
Can I interest you in Hard Rock Hallelujah?
I don't know. I'm a big Eurovision fan anyways. Yeah. And I used to love singing that song growing up, like as a little girl. It would be on the telly, and I don't know, it reminds me of like my nana, my granddad, and on my going to, like, I used to sing in old people's homes a lot when I was younger, and they'd always like request that song.
It's lovely.
Yeah, but actually Sandy Shaw messaged me this week, which is
cool.
I'm still trying to comprehend that.
That's amazing.
She sent me a text message just saying how she loves the song. She's so grateful that, you know, it's got a new lease of life. And actually, you know, considering what the concept is of the song, I'm really glad that I used that sample. Sandy Shaw has been like an advocate for like women's rights in the music industry for years.
Brilliant.
And
years.
So to have her in the song but also approve of it, it's incredible.
Jade, would you mind staying with us for 1 second? We want to play a little game with you and a couple more questions. Just stick around with us next here on Spin.
Hi, it's Jade. I'm with Emma, Dave and Ashton on Spin.
Jade, you've obviously taken a bit of a risk in going solo. I know the other gals from Little Mix have done it as well. All of you have dropped your second name, as in you, Perry and Leanne. You've dropped your surname. I wonder why.
You know, it just feels right, I suppose. I kind of love the idea of us being like the Powerpuff Girls with our
individual. Yeah.
Love. Like doing our thing for a while, you know. It just feels right. I think we spent so long in that group that you do kind of struggle a bit with what your own identity is when that's all you've known. And for so long, for literally 10, 11 years, I would always say, oh, I'm Jade from Little Mix.
Yes, so, okay.
I know, it's symbolic to me. Yeah,
we ask because we as Irish people really, really enjoy your name. Particularly, we love to say, we don't pronounce the or L, which we know our producer can't.
Thirlwall.
We love to say Jade Thirlwall. I'm like, why would you drop such a gorgeous name?
Yeah, and our producer Callum, who's English, keeps saying it's Thirlwall. It's Thirlwall. We're like, why is there an L then?
Do you know what? That's really nice to hear, actually, because so many people say my second name wrong, spell it wrong. Like, I've literally got plaques in the house with the wrong spelling.
Oh, no.
I'm not sick of trying to tell people. So that's another reason for the practicality of it.
Are we pronouncing it correctly then?
Thirlwall.
Thirlwall. Well, I can't even say it. It's because of the L in the middle. It's quite sneaky.
It's a tricky one.
And come here, I want to ask you this, Jade. Do you ever get to add your own creativity to your music videos? Because I saw the music video for this one and it's honestly amazing. Do you have a concept that you would ever want to do yourself?
Oh yeah, I mean, when we wrote this song, I always visualise, you know, what it should look like in the video. I think that's the key to a big song as well, as if you can immediately see the story. It's obviously a very narrative-led song. Mm. So when I wanted to find the right director for this, it had to be someone that understood the song, understood my brain. We had like a few calls, we met up for coffee. Oh, he's literally just texted me, the director. And we had this long chat where I told him everything about my experience in the industry, what this song means to me. And he was like, okay. Then he sent the treatment through and I was like, wow.
Amazing.
He nailed it. Amazing. He understood. It's been really exciting bouncing ideas off each other and creating this video that is like a movie. And Old Perry he's one of the best directors of our generation,
yeah.
I think.
Amazing.
Jade, if we have a second before we let you go, we might play a little punny game with you. We often do this with guests on our show. We kind of rhyme your name and try and have a bit of fun with it.
Bucket and Jade Thirlwall. Last time you went to the beach?
Probably a couple of months, but I will be at a beach this weekend because I'm going home. I'm from South Shields and we've got the best seaside. So
okay, yeah. Very nice.
I've got Spade Thirlwall. Have you ever gotten a pet neutered?
Wow. Yes, my little rescue, Mimi. She is.
She's neutered? Okay, nice job.
I will say Jade Maid. Have you ever been a bridesmaid for anyone?
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Me too, girl.
Come on, Jordan, get the finger out.
And what about Trade Thirlwall? What would you be doing if you weren't a singer?
I was actually meant to do an art degree at university.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That
would have been fun. And last one, Jade Hurlwall. Have you ever watched the Irish sport hurling?
No.
Oh my God, it was on BBC Two on Sunday. It was amazing.
Why do you hate Ireland, Jade? It was on the panel.
Oh my gosh, don't say that. I actually have Irish relatives. You can't say that. Tell me what it is and I'll definitely watch it.
Okay. It's our own national sport. It's not professional. It's an amateur sport. It's with a slitter and a hurl and you hit it over a net and over bars or into the goal.
And there was the All-Ireland final on Sunday and it was pretty epic. Yeah. They showed up on BBC Two and loads of English people saw it for the first time.
Look up a clip of it. It's insane.
It's called hurling. There you go.
All right, thanks.
We know you love Irish people.
Jade, we'll be seeing Ireland soon. Soon we will.
Oh, please. Yeah. I'd love to come back over there. I mean, it's not far, is it?
Nah.
To be honest.
Yeah, it's easy peasy.
Yeah, would love to. I've seen the response from a lot of the Irish fans and that's been amazing. And Dublin is one of my favourite places, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
Brilliant. It's always where the best shows are in Ireland because you're up for it every time.
Oh, absolutely. Any day of the week.
Jade, listen, the very best of luck, not just with the single, but with your solo career off to a flying start. Thanks a million for hanging out with us this morning.
See you, Jade.
Thank you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.